Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I am Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. Just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and He will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for Him. Hebrews chapter 9 verses 27 and 28. The writer of Hebrews talks about the return of Jesus Christ in this very wonderful passage, where he also speaks of salvation through Jesus Christ. Interestingly, the point that stands out here is that Christ is coming back for those who are waiting for Him. Immediately the question arises of whether the dead are also waiting for Him. In fact, they are, and the following verses attest to this fact. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in the graves will hear His voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned. John chapter 5 verses 28 and 29. For the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16. He is coming to bring salvation to those who are waiting for Him. Are you waiting for Him? The Bible says, be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. James chapter 5 verse 7. You to be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. James chapter 5 verse 8. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 9. Are you waiting for Him? Blessed are you if you are. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I am Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog bless2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.